Columbus. The Ohio Department of Health on Wednesday reported 5,143 new COVID-19 cases statewide in the past 24 hours. That includes 300 new cases in the Mahoning Valley, 145 new cases in Mahoning County, for a total of 29,913, 87 in Trumbull, 22,248, and 68 in Columbiana, 13,496. Ohio last week surpassed 1.45 million total cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The average number of new cases reported each day in the valley so far this month is still higher than in September, and two times higher than in August. Valley counties have reported an average 310 new cases each day this month. In September, it was an average 295 cases per day, more than double the 113 average daily cases reported in August. Statewide, nearly 102,000 people are presumed to be actively infected as of Thursday, down from more than 129,000 people on September 28, the most recent peak. The state's two-week average of new cases per 100,000 people declined this week for the third week in a row, following months on the rise due to the coronavirus highly contagious Delta variant. The state on Thursday reported an average 507 new cases per 100,000 Ohioans, down from 561 the week prior. That's still five times the CDC's threshold for high transmission, which is 100 cases per 100,000 people. The two-week rate of new cases was 617 for the week ending September 29. Columbiana County this week reported 839 new cases per 100,000 residents, up from 818 for the 2 weeks ending October 6. Mahoning reported 652, down from 670, and Trumbull reported 541, down from 622. Columbiana now has the ninth highest rate of new cases per 100,000 people among Ohio's 88 counties. The average two-week rate of positive coronavirus tests also has fallen 2.7% since its most recent peak on September 9 and is now at 11.3%. That rate had increased steadily since mid-July. However, it continues to be as high as it was in mid-January, as the state's winter surge was on the decline. It's still more than eight times higher than the all-time low of 1.3% reported in late June. The two-week positivity rate for the period ending October 5 was 14% in Columbiana, down from 14.9% at last report, 15.3% in Trumbull County, up from 14.3%, and 11.2% in Mahoning, down from 11.3%. There were 301 new COVID-19 hospitalizations reported statewide Wednesday and 36 new ICU admissions. As of October 13, 1,290 people reported to be fully vaccinated have been hospitalized in the state for breakthrough infection since January 1, and 205 fully vaccinated people have died. That means breakthrough infections are attributed to 2.2% of all COVID-19 deaths reported since the beginning of the year, and 4% of all hospitalizations. The state on Tuesday reported 208 new COVID-19 deaths since its last mortality report 4 days prior, which is an average of 52 deaths per day, including 4 deaths in Mahoning County, 2 in Trumbull and 1 in Columbiana. On Friday, 342 new deaths were reported, which was the highest single-day tally in months. Right now, the month of October is on track to be the deadliest for COVID-19 in Ohio. So far this month, 1,076 COVID-19 deaths have been reported statewide, close to the 1,088 deaths reported for the whole month of September. August saw nearly 380 total deaths. About 2,100 COVID-19 deaths were reported statewide in December, the month with the most recorded pandemic deaths, an average of 70 per day. The surge of new cases that began after the coronavirus highly contagious and more dangerous Delta variant became the most common, however, has been on the decline. Between Tuesday and Thursday, 13,088 new vaccinations were started in the state. As of Thursday, 5,956,421 vaccine-eligible Ohioans have been fully vaccinated, or about 59.6% of Ohioans age 12 and older. As of Thursday, about 49.2% of all residents in Mahoning County have completed their vaccinations, 46.8% in Trumbull, and 40.3% in Columbiana.